Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Let's Get Fired. If you have any questions you want us to ask our guest or have any crazy work stories you want to share with us, go ahead and email them to us at letsgetfiredpodcast@gmail.com. Again, that's letsgetfiredpodcast@gmail.com. Let's get into it. The redemption, the return of the great Jimmy Glasscock.
You've never cried in a movie.
Glasscock in the glass box.
One of the drivers, dead ass, was like, Joe Rogan has a podcast?
You know, and
you can't do that. Theo is so unique.
It's just like,
that you can't.
He's too crazy. His mind's too weird. Like,
there could be two Sam Morrells, but there could be two Theos. Because
there's more than one Jew.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
There's 6 million of them.
Yeah.
Were.
Anyways, we have a guest on the podcast today.
Yeah, welcome to a new episode of Let's Get Fired. I'm Drew Simon, joined by my co-host, Quinn Johnson. And today, we got the redemption, the return of the great Jimmy Glasscock.
Give it up for Jimmy, everyone.
Woo. Yeah, I'll insert applause Woo. Here.
I'm happy to be back.
We're excited to have you back. Yeah. I feel like we didn't get to know who you were. I feel like we know who you are better now. And it's been fun because ever since we had you on, you're just the most fun reference because I think we reference Jimmy, in every episode now.
He's been iconic. You've always been iconic. So we're happy to have you back.
I showed him like our download count and his episode, it just killed everyone's. I don't know.
I mean, I think first off, the name alone.
Yeah.
Glasscock, strong name.
Oh, yeah.
And people are curious about that.
How should we title this episode so people watch it? Should it be like Glasscock Gets Hard, Glasscock Returns, Glasscock? I don't know.
We'll workshop it throughout it. But we're happy to have you here, Jimmy. What, do you have any questions for us?
Yeah. So this whole glass box thing you've had me in.
Oh, yeah.
That's new to me because you kind of came up with that after my episode.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
Well, I think we said it on.
I'm pretty sure we said it on yours. We have you in a glass box.
Yeah, pretty sure. Pretty positive.
Yeah.
Play the tape back.
Yeah, we said that you'd be hired onto our team, but you'd be in a glass box so we could, because we were afraid about to have you around other women. Mm-hmm. First we had to hire women to be in on our team.
Yeah.
Since then we have.
Yeah,
good for you guys.
Kendra, Cheyenne, and Sydney.
Kendra is actually not even hired, but we pretended like we did.
Yeah.
And then she's.
The ongoing joke of this show is that we hire everyone is.
It gets kind of hard not to, because some people, it's just like, even if I'm like, yeah, they'll suck.
Yeah.
Funny.
And some, yeah, it's just like, there is like some merit to everyone. And it's a beautiful message. It's
ironic how inclusive it is. Like, you know, it's, you're in the glass box. And what do you have to say about that?
Glasscock in the glass box.
There you go.
I think it's meant to be.
That was the big question.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I guess it's more of a statement.
This is your thing. You guys should have the questions.
Hey, yeah. There you go. Well, there you go. Good. Well, that's the real question right there.
Well, we'll all answer some of the questions here. We've been having some fun questions lately. You've been knocking out some good ones.
I don't even know.
I think it was fun. We can all answer. But Jimmy, what's the last movie that made you cry?
Movies never made me cry.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah, I dated a girl one time, and she was like, I want to see you cry. Let's watch. I think it was five feet apart.
What? Yeah,
and we watched it, and she was sobbing, and I was just like...
Dude, if you want to get a guy to cry, you have to have him watch the end of Saving Private Ryan.
Or the Patriots at Atlanta Hawks, not Hawks, Falcons game.
Oh,
Super
yeah,
Bowl. Watch that. So you've never cried in a movie?
No.
Have you ever felt the urge?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, what's the last movie that made you feel the urge? Because I get the same thing. I was telling Quinn, like, I've never cried during a movie because I'm with other people.
Yeah.
I might someday, but I've never watched a sad movie by myself. But if I'm with other people, I have this thing like where I won't let myself...
Yeah,
be that person. But what's the last movie that's made you get close to it? Like, if you were by yourself, that mm-hmm. you might let it loose.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Oh my.
It's a sweet
has
answer.
A song ever made you cry?
Yeah, for
what,
sure.
What's the what song?
There's a song by Joji. It's called "I'll See You in 40."
Okay, and
I gotta read the lyrics.
Dude, I'll see you in 40.
The lyrics are not what makes me cry. It's the like the vibe of the end of the song. You can't even really understand what it's saying.
Okay,
it's
we'll find the look at the lyrics. We'll decipher it.
Go for it. The lyrics. It's like a weird song. This is like a bad example.
It's like what is the song about?
Like, you kind of have to listen to it. It's like really weird.
Of course, I'll have to listen to the song.
Please don't come around. That's repeated over.
That's the
please
part.
Don't
at the end. That's
I was trying to. It's all right. It's all right.
That part's not sad. It's a weird
if you
song.
Were 22 forever, would be nice. Would be nice.
Shout out to that. Yeah. That's sounds. It seems.
Dude, it's a tearjerker.
Yeah, she's gonna become 23.
Fuck. This is a Kevin Spacey song.
Yeah, Dr. Disrespect.
Why you dare to take that away? I don't understand. I could name 1,000 different reasons you could.
It's
fight
just so cool to watch this like beautiful might art be butchered by your
We're trying to analyze.
All right. I know I'm right.
You've just never heard it before.
I could feel that. Well, we can't play. We'd get copyrighted on YouTube. So
yeah, he's doing his best rendition right now. Okay, so
I'll be respectful.
I'll fucking listen to this.
I could feel the change, the way you sing your songs, the way you sing your song. I could feel the waves you send from the kingdom sun. I will find a way. Oh yeah, I will find myself and I will love you with my soul. You're all I've ever wanted. I know that I love you.
I don't think that's
still
what it
driving
says.
Take my hands in yours. Please don't go. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I will find a way. I will find a way. The end.
That's it.
It's a great song.
That's a tearjerker right there,
dude. When it says "I will find a way" at the end,
when he repeats
"I
love you" five times, I'm like, "How'd he come up with that?"
I know, right?
That's okay. Mm-hmm. So you've cried to that song,
yeah.
All right. so that's I get it. You know, it's like over a girl.
Yeah.
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 Well, what's her name?
We're not talking about this.
Wait, okay. How long ago?
A lot of this was like 5 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
So high school.
I was 19, yeah.
Okay, but she was in high school.
Wait, you were in high school when you were 19?
No, it was close to high school.
Close to high school. How old was she?
She was also 19 or 18.
Okay.
She was in high school.
She was not in high school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's interesting, fun. Cool
little
song.
Little
anything else you've ever? Yeah, well, sad boy. But don't. So, anything else that makes you emotional or like any kind of art?
I think like happy stuff. You know, like anything to do with like dads. I think kind of like that gets me emotional. You know,
how close are you with your dad?
Very close. So if I like, if there's like a movie where it's like a really emotional scene with the dad, I'll be like, oh,
I know a movie he should watch. Click.
Wait, the one with Adam Sandler?
Yeah, he fast forwards his whole life. I've seen that movie. He's like about to die. Dude, I watched that when I was like 13 and I was like,
I can't.
He like has a heart attack and it's raining outside and he's on the parking lot laying down like, and his son's like, I love you. And I was like, holy shit. Dude,
it's so crazy. Gosh. You must have walked into that movie, seeing the trailer where it's that girl in slow motion running and her tits are bouncing. You're like, this is a bro film. And at the end, you're crying about your dad. So you should watch Click.
Yeah. I've seen it.
You have?
Yeah.
Did you cry? No, you haven't. Didn't cry. Never cried in a movie.
I didn't cry.
Right.
Did it make you want to cry?
I don't remember. I've saw it a long time.
Sometimes the way you say that when like, no, I didn't cry. It's like, what do you, we're not a military recruiter. It sounds like you're trying to like toughen it up there.
No, I don't cry a lot. Music will get me like closer than a movie would, I think.
Well, yeah. Well,
okay.
No, but like,
I know there's movies that would get me there if I wasn't watching it with someone else, which Marley and Me. That was like the most recent one.
It's funny too when you say, like, I know films that can get me there.
Yeah, yeah.
Marley and Me gets me there.
Dude, gets me. Dude, it gets me going.
It gets me. Gets me over the top.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my gosh. No, dude. Yeah, my... Yeah, I almost burst when I watched Marley.
Yeah, dude, when that dog was when ran away because it was about to die, and then Jennifer Aniston was like, "What's happening to Molly?"
Was it Jennifer Aniston?
Jennifer Aniston and Owen Wilson.
I forgot. Yeah. I remembered Owen Wilson. I forgot it was Jennifer Aniston. Dude,
I feel like, I don't know if it's, I don't know, this might be a false memory, but I feel like I've cried watching Shanghai Noon. You know, I'll cry at like things like that, you know, just out of nowhere.
Really?
Well, out of nowhere, be listening to like, I'll be like listening to like, I've cried listening to a artist named Zomboy makes dubstep. I start crying one time. So like, I can cry.
Lyrically
just got me because the song was called Like a Bitch and just got me. yeah, it's like I'll get hit by that stuff sideways where like I'll turn on a song or a movie that normally has got me emotional before. But now that I'm expecting it, doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, okay, I'm expecting this emotion. And then, yeah, I'll be like watching like a scene from Community. And I'll be like, fuck, just gets me. You know, so, yeah. I guess I'm just a lot more emotional than you, which I'm, you know, surprised by. Because your eyes are so alive and full of life and not dead at all. But, yeah. You know, it's what happens. Anyways, so you can get there, though. We can get you to, you know, cry a little bit.
Cry at Community.
Yeah, Community. Cry at, you know, Band of Brothers. You ever seen that?
Yeah, good movie.
Yeah,
TV show.
The Pacific. Miniseries.
I'm thinking of
Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
That's so different.
Yeah,
that's so different.
As soon as you said that, and I was like, yeah, I was like, that was not right.
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yeah, it has brother in the title.
It's yeah, it does. Yeah, 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 that is.
I was almost there,
dude. Watching The Pacific, I watched that when I was 17. And right then I was like, if there's a war, I'm going to dodge the draft.
Pacific Rim, Pacific Rim is a great movie. I love that movie.
Okay. I see what you're doing now. Okay, see what you're doing now.
Yeah.
No, it's not. No running bits.
Right. No. Keep doing it.
I like it. No,
keep going.
We should hype him up.
No, I don't. I'm fine with it.
Because I think we discouraged him from being himself.
No, honestly, I don't really care anymore. It's like, I'll just have fun. Just do your thing. Right. Have you seen Pacific Rim?
Yeah.
Yeah. I watched the first time I saw it, Santa Barbara, California.
Yeah.
How about you?
I think like Draper Cinemark, probably.
There you go.
Rexburg, Idaho.
Rexburg, Idaho. Look at us.
Yeah.
All over the world.
Yeah.
Consuming the same media.
Yeah.
Having a time of
cosmopolitans.
Our life. Yeah, we're just out here. You know, I do feel very cultured a lot all the time. You know, do you, Jimmy?
Do I feel cultured?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, that's maybe one of the best responses to that. What is being cultured?
Have you ever?
Were you
born in Utah? Where were you born?
California, but okay, I've lived here my whole life.
Okay, so. But like, what do you think being cultured is?
I don't know. Just like you've seen a lot, done a lot, right? Of like of just stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, I nailed it.
Yeah, but like, well, that was confusing.
I don't know what it means. I don't know what it means to feel cultured.
You feel like, you know, you've seen a lot and done a lot?
Then no, I have not.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, I have another question.
Yeah.
I watched a YouTube documentary on Genghis Khan. Yeah. Who's your favorite mass murderer?
What's the one guy? Is it like Alexander the Great, that dude?
That's a guy, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
a guy. He was cool. Yeah. He was like, I want to like conquer some stuff. And then he did. I don't know a lot about history either. So,
okay.
You know.
Oh, how about this? No. You do know stuff about history.
Okay.
History of speedrunning in Pokemon Emerald.
I don't know about speedrunning in Pokemon Emerald. Mm-hmm. I do know about speedrunning in Pokemon Red and Blue.
There you go.
Now we've reached my territory.
Now we're into it.
Dude,
we call this autism
mass. Yes. Here we go.
It really is like, because I know like a lot of people like to talk. Everyone likes to say everything's autistic now.
Yeah. That's autistic.
But you go watch speedruns.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what speedrunning is.
Yeah. I play Crash Bandicoot.
Speedrunning?
The PS1 game?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude. No, like, do you speedrun the game, though?
Yeah, where you
like you're, have it, to it's get... On, it's on a timer? No,
Yeah.
Because this whole community is a bit built around this, where these... It's like some dude's like, I'm going to play Black Ops 2 campaign, and I'm going to... You know, they play it every day.
And they play it just, like, all weird just so they to, can like, shave it. Seconds
yeah.
off.
Yeah, no, so there's always leaderboards, and they find out, like, ways to skip certain parts and all
yeah.
that.
Yeah, like,
so
glitches keep,
and they're
and
like,
stuff.
This guy found a 2-second save. Yeah. And they're like, it's all...
No, it, they it, always give it, like,
yeah,
weird
I've
names.
Only,
like,
I've only watched that. And, yeah. I've only watched that with Crash Bandicoot, but yeah, I'm familiar so, yeah. with the territory.
So, they do conventions, where it's a speedrunning convention.
What?
And they stream it. They stream yeah. it, and... They raise money for charity for like heart research, whatever. And they'll raise like $2 million.
Yeah.
And like the stream, it's just the dude playing it and they have all these people behind them.
And the dude has the laser autism oh. focus.
No, everyone like there. Everyone. It is like, I saw this clip because you can watch, look up this convention, type in cringe compilation.
Oh, yeah.
And there's like a girl, she's sitting down, she gets up, this guy's sitting next to her, waits for her to leave, then just gets on his knees and starts sniffing the chair. Like,
oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like, I thought you were going to talk about the cancer one. Have you seen that?
No, yeah. No, that. Oh, this other
brutal.
One. This dude's dressed up as Link from Legend of Zelda and is yeah. playing the game. And this girl's just in the back, just like knitting. And
then Kendra
she just
Green.
Starts, she just starts, yeah, Kendra Green. She just starts talking. You're like, yeah, anyways, I'm doing this because, you know, my grandma has cancer and there's
it's,
no cure.
It's silent.
And dude, yeah, dead silent. And she's sobbing.
And then you can just hear the Zelda sounds like, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like breaking
there's one part,
the awkward
yeah, she's like,
silence.
She's like, there's no cure. And then you hear dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
And then some people start to come over
finally,
and give her a hug. But it's
somebody...
like, but it's like the most nerd, socially awkward hug. Where like,
oh,
it's like
gosh.
One arm, like,
there's insane tension
like,
in the room.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
Very fun.
It's
so,
so awful.
It's a fun convention.
Yeah.
And so now, when people, yeah, so now when people talk about, like, you know, I'm autistic and all that, I'm like, just take a look at this. Cause
yeah.
like, cause I love all these people there. It's
yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, cause these are the kind of nerds I grew up with, but just like actual hardcore nerds.
Dude.
And
I'd have to take Adderall to do a speed run.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only way I could function.
Cause it's just the same thing over and over and over and over
yeah.
and over. Like,
my brain as it is right now, I'd get like two levels in and be like, all right, I'm bored.
See, but imagine I wave some cash in front of you and be like, just imagine you're delivering tires. It's so crazy sometimes. I think about like, I can go to work. I don't want to go there. I force myself to wake up, drive out there, can do a whole shift, come home. And then sometimes like I'll turn on like a game or something. If I get bored slightly, I'm like, I got to just get off.
Yeah.
I gotta turn off.
You know? Do all this stuff yeah. you don't like every day.
Yeah, I will say the nice thing about delivering tires, I can listen to whatever I want all day. And
Jordan
so,
Peterson locked in.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, do you remember like
don't
back in the day?
JP.
I will, absolutely. Remember back in the day? He used to be, when I first was aware of him, it was all just like, make your bed.
No,
yeah. make was, your bed.
Dude, I...
And now it's like,
fun
trans
story.
Women.
So, everything's like reverse in my relationship. Because Amanda got into David Goggins, not me. Amanda oh. used to be really into JP.
JP, the goat.
Yeah. She loved JP. And so Amanda and I get to talk to Dave Smith at Skankfest.
Mm-hmm.
Just one-on-one, just me, Amanda, and Dave. And we're having a conversation. And after Dave and I have been chatting for like 30 minutes, Amanda's like, gets to like insert. And she's like, would you ever have Jordan Peterson on your podcast? And then Dave was like, oh no, that dude kind of sucks. Like, and then Amanda's face just like,
well,
because like Dave was also like one of her heroes. So she was like, a combination of my two favorite people.
They must love
yeah.
each other.
Yeah. And yeah. the fact that he was like, no, I wouldn't do that. Like,
that's
was,
so funny. That dude, just like, it's fun just to see like dreams. Get burnt
well,
in front
also,
of someone's
Dave
face.
Explained it. He was like, you know, he was like, clean your room, and then he got addicted to drugs. And we're like, what about your room, pal?
Yeah, no, honestly, no, that's what it is. It's like you went from like, yeah, like clean your room, like do better in your life, but just like do little things
that'll make
yourself
better.
No, no, yeah. That stuff, I agree with all that stuff. It's true. Like trying to help yourself. And then it shifted to like he's just getting in like Twitter arguments.
Oh yeah, dude.
It's like very dumb arguments.
A mild, not even overweight, like model, and he comments and he's like, this is not beautiful.
Disgusting. Dude, you can't tell me she's beautiful.
And this is Barks's propaganda.
Yeah, and then everyone started posting photos of his wife.
Oh
yeah, dude. And they were like, you want to go down this road? Like it was like it's like shit like that. Like, aren't you supposed to be like a smart guy?
Yeah,
aren't you this smart professor guy who's not a professor anymore? But isn't that like who you are? I'm a smart man. Like and then yeah, like
dude, now he's on the Daily Wire with Ben Shapiro.
Shout out to that. He did a. He made like a clip where he's like, I think he was saying he's quitting Twitter, and then got back on. But in this clip, he's like, up yours, woke moralists. And like, that was like the big like slam. Like, yeah, fuck you guys.
Yeah, that was,
fuck you, woke moralists.
I think that was in response to the swimsuit thing.
Yeah, where he's like, I'm out of here, actually. Yeah. You guys are all dumb. I'm out of here. And then like a couple months later, just back on. Dude, just hop back
on.
You
should join this Facebook group that I'm a part of. Yeah. To people who are interested in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and Jordan Peterson.
Mm.
It's called Latter-day Lobsters.
That's well,
and dude, it is so fun watching these people. Like, they went from we love him, and then like that swimsuit thing came out, and then now they're just like, we don't even know anymore.
No, it's like, yeah, it's like they found out about like, they didn't know Joseph Smith was a polygamist, and that's like, when you find that out, you're like, what? And then like, if like you're like walking without a paddle, you're swimming without, I don't know the analogy there. But yeah, it must be a dark path to be like fold your Jordan Peterson. Then you're like,
yeah,
wait.
And so just combining those two worlds together.
He's had like a weird character arc. You know, he went from like pretty reasonable, like,
yeah,
whatever. Oh yeah. Just like no, off the rails. In 2017, I loved him.
Yeah.
I thought he was awesome.
I read his first book and I was like,
I never sat down and listened to a full like podcast with him or anything. I would just take a clip and it would just, I'd be like shit like that. Like, there's a lot of guys, it's like talking about dudes with like low self-esteem and how to like help. And I was like, this is positive, right? I didn't really know that much about him. I just would see a clip like that. I'm like, nice. That's good to hear. And then, and then people like that would comment too about how social media is like bad for you and all that. And you're like, I mean, I guess it is because you're the case study of like,
dude,
you've fully collapsed.
He was like a totally reasonable dude who like, it, like Jamie said, his first book was good. Like, I listened to the audio version of it and it was like a very good book. If he put out a book now, there's no way I'm like listening to it for a second. Like, because like it's so funny how someone can lose like all their credibility in such a short period of time.
Oh, all the time, dude. Like, it's like with like someone like Jordan Peterson now, you're like, the whole time, you're like, somehow he's gonna work trans people into this. Somehow it's gonna pop up where like, you're talking about like road infrastructure and like Canada, and then it's like, well, the trans like the trains,
the trans railroad.
Yeah. We can't call a transmission a tranny anymore. All that kind of stuff. It's I don't know. Take out all the politics and everything, there's a certain point where it just gets boring. Like, if you're always bringing up this topic, you're like, I think we got it.
Yeah.
I think I know your position. But
you can only hear like self-improvement from one person for so long before.
I completely agree.
I have been thinking about this for a while. There's like when you're down and you're looking up like self-help shit. The problem is a lot of people who are like talking about self-help that you're like, but I hate you. And I don't want to get better if it's through you. I will stay in this dark pit of despair.
That's how I feel about David Goggins.
Yeah.
Like, cause my wife got really into David, David Goggins.
Yeah. Who's going to carry the boats.
Dude. So that's, Amanda is listening to David Goggins. Here's the thing. It got Amanda running 5 miles a day. So I was like, it actually had a really good impact on her.
If it opens the door,
So like, I felt bad after a while, but dude, initially I was so relentless. Mm-hmm. I was like, who's going to carry the boats? Mm-hmm. I was like, will you? Who's going to carry the logs? And then she was so confused because apparently in his book, he never talks about boats or logs. And she'd never listened to him on a podcast.
Oh my God.
Like, all she saw was his book came up as a recommendation on Audible. And so she clicked on, never heard of him before. Well, she never heard of him and decided to listen to his book. And she got crazy into it. So she didn't know any of the pop culture references to David Goggins.
It's actually, it's like the people who don't know or didn't know Joe Rogan does comedy.
Yeah.
Because they're like just listening to his interviews with like Navy SEALs or shit like that. And then like that kind of shit blows their mind. But I forget there's just people like that. It's like how people will like buy tickets to a random comedy show and just walk in and be like, we'll just see what this guy does.
Dude. Yeah. At work, like a month ago, we were talking about like the we have like a team meeting before we go into our trucks and drive, and we're talking about like different things to listen to get you through the day. And someone's like, "Yeah, you know, you listen to Joe Rogan every day." And one of the drivers, dead ass, was like, "Joe Rogan has a podcast?"
The biggest one ever.
Oh my God.
Oh
that,
my God.
I love that. I just forget, like, Joe Rogan, you just get so used to our little world and just like you're what you all the pop culture shit, you know, that like there's people out there. Yeah. It's like who don't know that there was a beef with Kendrick and Drake. They just don't. And no idea.
Oh, dude, I never would have known.
Didn't know that happened.
If it wasn't for you and my wife.
Like my brother-in-law, who's like your age, Jimmy. It's like he was in like London visiting his parents because she does study abroad out there, or his mom does, and he came back and no idea this happened. And I was like, "How do you not?" This was like one of the biggest things on the internet, and you're like 23.
To 24. Be fair, I wouldn't have known if I wasn't going to open mics and heard everybody talk about it.
Oh my God.
Dude, that's a nice
thing about
open mics.
Never
open
mind.
Mics will keep you, if you're like me and Jimmy, kindred souls here.
Oh no, no.
That's what keeps me in the loop.
With that's how I know what's going on is everybody talks about this.
No, I mean, I totally agree because it's like, I would never know about so much shit happening. And also, I would never know what the solution is to the war in Gaza if I didn't go to open mics.
Right.
It's like if I didn't hear Willy Wonka set, I wouldn't know.
I would have no idea what the solution is to all this shit. And now, because the internet, everything's so much more like fractured, you can kind of just get even more in your own little like nook that like, I'll be like on TikTok and there's like some controversy happening in the textile industry. And I'm like, what? And then like, and it's like everyone's talking about it. Like it's like I should know. And it's like you can go back and watch my other 15 videos about this to get caught up. I'm like, okay.
Oh, dude, yeah. I just found out like about Disney adults.
You didn't know about that?
No,
you
dude.
Live in Utah,
dude. I found. Yeah, I don't interact with anyone in Utah besides comics. And I just found out Disney bonding is or bounding. Have you heard of this?
What is that?
You're not allowed to dress up as a character at the parks if you're over the age of 14, which is reasonable.
Pretty reasonable.
Yeah,
pretty reasonable. I feel like that's a fair.
Oh, yeah, dude. But the first before they made that rule, dude, there were pedophiles just cleaning up at Disney, just dressing as Woody, and
there's a snake in my
dude, oh my God.
I saw this clip. This guy was asking people like, "Who's worse?" I don't know. It's like the IDF or Disney adults or something like that. It wasn't the IDF. It was like, anyways, the guy was like Disney adults, and he's like, "Why?" He's like, "Well, my mom's a Disney adult," and he's like, she's like was insane about it, and he's like, "Hey, I actually have a Disney pass in my wallet," and they're like, "What?" And he's like, "Yeah," he's like, "Yeah, we put my dad's ashes at Disney, like we poured him out at Disney," and he's like, "I have the pass because that's where my dad's ashes are. I'll go to Disney to visit him," and they're like, and "He's like, is that legal?" He's like, "No."
He's like,
"But that's what my mom did.
Yeah, dude,
my mom poured his ashes out
into Splash Mountain. It just gets recycled every time people go on the ride."
In a video, I saw that Disney had to make that a formal rule that people aren't allowed to spread ashes because so many people have done it. Dude, also. Dude, if you're like, let's say there is an afterlife and you see like your family spreading your ashes at Disneyland.
Oh my God, dude.
That's
That might actually be awesome. I would haunt them. Like, I would come back down there and just be like, so like whispering, like, you know, dude, you know how you're going to get over my death? Fentanyl.
They like, see the plates moving in their house. They're like, be our guest. Be our guest.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that would, I is actually infuriating. I've never even considered that viewpoint of like,
oh yeah,
you're just like the dad who just goes along with it because, you know, it's, you know, it's my wife, you know, whatever, I'll do this. And then there's only one way.
Married a crazy Disney,
and you guys
bitch.
Live in like Nebraska, and they buried you in, you know, Anaheim. You have to go like, and so I was like, they can't even visit me. They can't even come and see my body or my whatever. But also growing up, and like now that I've like do drugs, go to raves, all sorts of shit, you're like, Disneyland is so fucking boring.
Yeah.
Like,
well, also, like, there's so much culture here
everywhere
that you can see
everywhere.
And do, and it's so much cheaper.
You don't have to wait in a line like, you know, like, it's like you and it's like a family from Wuhan, and like you're like just waiting in line together. But like, have you heard that Jim Gaffigan joke about Disneyland? It's just like, he's like, I love Disneyland. He's like, you wait in line and that's it.
Yeah. Dude, last year, Amanda and I went to Disney World with her grandparents, because her grandparents are up there, and as a last hurrah, they like still view Amanda as like a little girl. So like, we should do a trip to Disney World. And so we went, and dude, going with like elderly people with canes and electric chairs, that's the same as going with like a 2-year-old. Like, you can't do anything.
Yeah.
Like, you just.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it's like a fast pass and you just get to skip the lines.
We did get to skip a lot of lines, but then like half the rides, and Disney doesn't have intense rides. It's not like you're going to Six Flags. But half the rides, like, Amanda's grandpa would get off and like, that fucked up my back. Like,
oh god, a Snow White ride, really?
The teacups.
No, dude, well, the one that got them was the Frozen ride, and been Epcot. That just,
dude, you're just reminding me. I've totally forgot. I did this. My family, we were in Florida for like New Year's, and then we get a call. Like, somehow my dad. We find out Donny Osmond's also there, and we're friends with Donny Osmond because he's in my ward growing up at church. So we get to go to Donny Osmond.
Wait, what?
You ever heard the song in Mulan? It was like, let's get down.
Oh, that guy
sings that song. That's sick. He was a big, you know, he had a big moment back in like the
80s,
60s, 70s. Like, it was like the White Jackson 5 with the Osmonds, sick. Mormon. And so he was in my church growing up. I don't know who he was. Like, I was just, he was just a nice guy, but we went to Disney World with him for New Year's, and dude, we went. So how we got on the rides is everyone gets off. That's where we got on. Like, he had like that, that's dude, the pass. That's what he had.
Yeah.
It's like we'd get on where everyone gets off, and you'd swing around where everyone's waiting in line, and you're already sitting on the ride, and you just like wave at everyone, and like it's all these like, you know, like, you know, struggling like immigrant families, like all sweating, like, and you know, we're just sitting there like, that's right, this is what.
Wait, did he get recognized at
Disney? I don't know if I know that. I don't know if I saw that happen, but then like we had this area sectioned off for us around like Epcot, where like we just our little spot, we had drink, like, you know, like, you know, like Martinelli's and shit for that, we would just be sipping on, then we just got to watch their insane fireworks show just in like a private area.
That is nuts.
So I think that's a fun way to do Disney. Just go with Donny Osmond.
Disney legend.
Dude, yeah. Just what? Go with Donny Osmond.
We went to Disney with Donny Osmond. Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. What?
Yeah. So that was pretty cool. You know, that's the only way to do it, though. I won't go in.
Yeah.
Now that I've done that.
No, you can't wait in line after that. You
can't go back to wait in a line.
No.
No, it's like, yeah, man, I just forget like that experience of like, yeah, standing in line though, where it's like they have like estimated time 90 minutes.
Yeah, and the ride is like 60 seconds. Yeah, and like I
love the dude when you're trying to take a photo of the photo of you on the ride, and there's like a guy who's like trying, but no, you can't do that. You gotta,
dude. I mean, what's really fun though is going to Disney with a 71-year-old lady who's openly racist and will say it loudly.
Yeah, I mean, hey.
Epcot was a struggle.
Epcot, oh my god, dude. Oh my god, dude. Epcot, it just reminded me of this experience I had once. My family were in Tahiti, and there was like at the hotel we were at, they had like these like it's like these like dancers come and like they're in the back dancing around like this fire, and just me and my family were there, and like the dancers would kind of like pick people in the crowd to come in and dance with them, and like it's kind of weird, but this girl, she taps this Asian dad on the shoulder. He's with his whole family, just jumps right up and just starts dancing so close to her and just like fully into it, just like hovering around her, like shaking his hips, like touching her and shit, like in front of his like wife and children. And I it's just like memory burned into my mind. I was like 10 years old, just like watching this dude just be like, this is my shot. Like this like it was fucking crazy just to watch this guy just, and I was like, oh, it's just different. And other cultures are different, I guess. I'm just from Provo, Utah. I don't know anything about the world. So shout out to that guy.
Oh, dude, going back to what I was saying, Disney bounding.
Oh yeah.
You can't dress up as a character. So people will dress in outfits that like mimic Disney characters. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna Google image this so you guys can.
Oh, so it's like a knockoff kind of thing.
Like you can't dress as Goofy, but you could wear the same outfit he wears.
Okay,
that's like even worse. I feel like
you wouldn't see that guy as Mickey Mouse, but then he stands next to Mickey Mouse, and you're like, oh, he's wearing the same bow tie.
Yeah, so it's like that one's really actually just sad. That's like not even close. It's a Disney rebellion.
Yeah. No, it's for their way to get around the rules that they can't dress as characters.
Oh, bend in the rule.
Dude, there's also, because I like really went to Disney Adults this week while driving.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like videos, compilations of adult in tears that they got sent out because they were dressed as characters.
Oh my God.
That's hilarious. Do you think they ever just like someone just happens to look like somebody and they're like, oh, you look like Buzz Lightyear, you can't come in here?
Oh yeah, well I mean like, hey, that purple cap and the wings yeah, are
maybe that was a bad
like
example.
Buzz Lightyear might not know. No, it'd be like, I don't know, you look, hey, this girl looks like That's So Raven, we got to get her out of here. Like
like the purple cap and wings,
Amanda's grandma would be like get her out.
Yeah. this place has gone downhill since I was a child.
Dude, it was so funny because we were staying at like a timeshare, because that's what they have as a timeshare.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Also, they bought another one while we were there.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Someone has to get those. Someone has to buy them.
We tried talking them out of it.
I love that. They're like, this is a scam. They're like,
and Eric, this is great. We're going to leave this for Amanda and Drew's inheritance.
Got it.
We're going to inherit a timeshare.
Perfect. You get the lease now.
But dude, we're at the timeshare, and like there was like a black family having a barbecue, and like from one of the other units, and Amanda's grandma was like, "Oh, these welfare queens." just I'm like, what? She's like, they've been here for months, just taking all the government money and look buying their fancy barbecue. Like, how do you, this is our first day here, how do you know they've been here for months?
We got cameras. I also love like moments like this where like I'm sure like that black family, they're having so much fun. They're like grilling, they're all smiling, like having just a good time, and she's, and like,
your grandma gets one look and she's like, my day is ruined.
Yeah, I just can't handle this.
Yeah,
these people are having so much fun.
Well, Florida has I mean, if you go to Utah and go to Florida and you're like, oh, black people, like they're just there.
They exist.
And yeah. And then every day Amanda's grandma wanted to go to Walmart. It's her favorite store. And she'd make us go to Walmart. But I'm like, you hate them so much. Why do you go to the place where they all are?
No, it's the irony. You know, it's like they're like, she's mad at them staying in the same timeshare that she lives in. Like, we can afford the same timeshare and then go to Walmart and like all the places I like, they seem to be there. What the hell? What's going on? I feel the same way with like the dudes who are really against, like during like the build the wall era, you know, he's like kind of country boys being like, you know, like, got to keep them out. I think
there's a resurgence of the build of the wall.
It's back. We know like the first wave.
Yeah, the first wave.
Got to keep out the Mexicans. And then I think about these country boys where I'm like, okay, so you want to keep out these Mexicans who drive trucks, blue collar, hard workers, drink beer, listen to country music.
Religious.
Religious. They are the exact same thing you are.
Oh,
they
are, dude.
The exact same thing.
Dude, if Republicans were smart, they would let the Mexicans in.
Absolutely. And
the Mexicans would vote Republican forever.
Oh, yeah. No, it's like, yeah. So anyways, Jimmy, thoughts?
Yeah, I agree. That's
yeah. What do you think about the IDF?
What is that?
The Israeli military.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
Yeah. Honestly,
that's fine.
That's a good answer. Like that.
I'm just on that's a good
answer.
I don't know.
That's what we're looking for.
And you know
for.
What, Jimmy? I'm not that far off.
Yeah.
Either. I'm like, because it gets a little too dark sometimes, and you see like drone strikes just happen on just dudes just walking as they just get killed. And you're like, yeah, I'm not going to, you know what? My opinion just, hey, how about everyone just stop killing each other?
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm going to go back to playing Elden Ring. So hopefully you guys can solve that by the time I beat Elden Ring. That's a lot of where my head goes is just like, hope they figure that one out.
Yeah.
Pretty sad.
Yeah.
What do you think about the moon landing?
I think it's real. Yeah. I don't know.
For me, it's hard because they're saying we went to the moon, but we can't make GTA 6 in 12 years.
No, that's
a great point.
It is the most fair criticism because, you know, like when GTA 5 came out, whoa, dude. I set my availability day for to be able to go on a Mormon mission. I set my availability day as the day it came out because they always have a couple weeks buffer before they actually send you out. And I was like, I'm just like, so then I know for sure I can at least play the game.
That's so funny.
And because like I had been waiting forever because like I loved GTA 4. And so, yeah, gotta just like put in the hours. Like I think it came out in like September. I didn't leave till February. So I just like, just playing the fuck out of GTA 5.
Dude, I'm going to do that when Elder Scrolls 6 comes out. I'm going to buy a new computer just to play it. It's going
to I mean, you're going to have to. It's going to come out in like 10 years.
I know. One day
we'll play Elder Scrolls 6.
It'll be cool.
But don't worry. Oh, yeah. Are you going to play the new NCAA football game?
No.
Well, he's not a sport guy.
I don't like sports.
I know. Yeah. But it's sometimes people like, I know a bunch of guys who play FIFA. They don't watch soccer.
That's true.
Nah, sports games aren't really that interesting to me. I don't know.
FIFA transcends.
FIFA just fun. It's like, I think it's like if you were like actually like played baseball like in real life, like just like or just like done like catch. They're like, no, you have.
Yeah.
But like Jimmy, have you ever done that? Just like throw around a baseball into a glove.
Yeah.
It's like when you're actually doing that. So fun.
Yeah.
Like sometimes watch baseball can be a little slow, but like when you're actually out there, you're like, this is pretty cool.
Go to the park, throw a football back and forth.
Yeah.
That's it.
So some of these sports video games similar.
Yeah.
Because you're just involved the whole time. It's like so think about it.
Yeah.
All right.
What country has the best food?
Ooh.
Oh, Mexico.
That's a great answer. I think Mexican food might be my favorite.
Undeniable.
I think Mexicans and Italians got to duke it out.
Mexican, Italian, and then
Chinese
can be really fucking good. Japanese food's really fucking good.
Yeah.
Indian food.
Indian food is great.
Never had Indian food.
You haven't?
No.
Dude, Bombay House here.
That's what everyone says.
It's really good.
Here's what I'm scared of. I've never had it. And I know like if you have food of a certain culture, like if I never had Mexican food before, I wouldn't know what to like. I wouldn't know what a nacho what enchilada
I'll
is.
I'll go with you.
Okay, let's go to Bombay House.
I will also go.
Yeah, let's go. Just start with the tikka masala,
dude.
It's like the classic dish.
Good. Get some garlic naan.
Yeah, you'll be a fan, I think, because it's like that's like a standard dish. It's like it's really fucking good, and it's not like the flavors aren't gonna like. It's not like a tough flavor profile.
You've been to India. Yeah. You like it?
I don't want to go back.
Yeah. That's why I've like India is a country I've never wanted to go to. And
don't,
so that's why I've always
just eat the food.
Okay.
Yeah. Eat the food, use the IT support. But like the food, yeah, like there's also like Southern Indian food, which is really fucking good. But yeah, man. I mean, also if you want to go to India, you can just go to London. you can get a more elevated experience.
A bunch of Freddie Mercury's running around.
Is he Indian?
No, wait, never mind. He's Pakistani.
He's Paki.
I also love that they have like this crazy beef, Pakistanis and Indian.
Oh yeah,
because
yeah.
their cuisine's like the same.
Yeah, they're the same.
They're the same. Except I think Pakistan's like, I think they're Muslim.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a lot of Muslims in India though too.
No, I mean, I think it's mostly Hindi.
Hindi, but there's still like a large yeah. like compared to like here.
It is also it's really trippy going to McDonald's in India.
Yeah,
no beef.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
dude, I used to live with an Indian just guy fish for like fillets a year.
Everywhere.
No, that would be better. It was like veggie burger things, but they also had chicken. You just eat the chicken.
Yeah,
yeah, they were nice. At McDonald's in India. It's like walking into like a U.S. embassy. Like you walk in there, it's like it's nice in there.
It's air
conditioning. Yeah. Like, it feels nice and cool. You can charge your phone in there.
I went to a McDonald's in Guatemala, and it's like the third world is out here.
The third world evaporates.
Step inside.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
We're in America.
Also, like the food at McDonald's outside of the U.S. It's like
so
next
good.
Level.
Dude,
I've
so
never
good.
Been to a McDonald's
also,
outside the
being
US.
A manager at a McDonald's there.
Oh,
dude, there was a.
Might as well be a fucking like senator.
Oh, dude,
like,
there was a bishop in one of my areas. His job was a McDonald's manager. Had the biggest house like I had seen in my whole time in Guatemala.
Yeah,
and it was night. It was first world level house.
Oh, yeah,
he was a McDonald's manager.
Yeah, no, dude, because it's an important job.
Yeah.
Also. You never left. Have you ever left the country?
Yeah.
Where have you been?
I went to China.
Oh, China. I forgot you went to China.
Yeah. Dude, how was that?
It was sick, dude. I would go back in a heartbeat.
Isn't it crazy? Like China is a place where like you really will feel like you're in a foreign place.
Yeah,
like,
it was like nuts.
Like
it was so cool.
No, place like that, I got because like India is a place like that where it's like there's no like little help of like this also is in English. It's like it's nothing. Yeah, it's just like you're just like what?
I mean, I went to Beijing and they had English on like a lot of the signs, but like not everybody speaks English, and it was still like crazy.
Oh yeah, no, it's but you should have gone to McDonald's out there. They're McDonald's. Also, they're really into like KFC.
Yeah, no, there was one on like every corner when I was there. It was crazy.
It's they're really into KFC in the UK
it's huge over there.
I thought was hilarious because. The British, I think they love to try. They love a lot of American things. I just wanted to like grab them all. And be like, you know that we don't give a shit about KFC.
Yeah. Yeah.
No one fucking cares. We have Popeyes, Chick-fil-A. Like it's like KFC sucks.
Canes.
Oh
yeah. It's
yeah,
a
dude.
Yeah. It's a.
That's what my dad. He went to Taiwan for his mission. He said KFC was just everywhere.
I know, dude. But then, so it's wild out there.
Yeah, that's one thing I am, because I went to Guatemala, but Guatemala is still like Western, like culturally.
Yeah.
Culturally, they're just a lot poorer than us, but like culturally, it's still like the West. Like it sounds crazy going to a place like China.
Oh, no, it's like these, you go to like a place, like any, like I've been to Thailand, I've been to Laos.
Laos,
Petasum Bear out there. But yeah, like these places, it's like it is kind of crazy because, you know, we're already talking about the perspective shifts of like these, like when you think people know about your little cultural world where it's like you don't know about Kendrick and all that, it's like you go to some of these other places, it's just might as well like the obviously a lot of the main events in America a lot of people know about, but it's like America just vanishes. Like everything we know in our Western culture just gone.
Yeah.
And like
crazy.
Everything is just about can we get clean water? You know,
dude, seeing people in like the bubble here in Utah though. Mm-hmm. Like I remember in Guatemala there was a Utah missionary who just like got to the field and like day one is just trying to spit, you know, Mormonism at people. And then someone's like, he's like, you know, and Joseph Smith, and the first guy's like, who's that? And he's like, what?
Uh-oh.
What? Like, dude, it was insane.
Yeah, I know. It's.
I remember it, his first district meeting. He was like, you know what? Nobody here has ever heard of him.
What the? I could just bring him up. And people are like, oh, you know what? I have a meaning to get into
he's
that
like,
guy.
I thought even non-Mormons knew who he was.
I know. Wait. You guys don't all know Mitt Romney? What? No, I always loved like the very fish out of water people where it's like I mean, dude, I went to an English speaking mission. Like, it just like that experience of just walking up to someone and being like, "Do you want to? What do you believe in? What kind of God do you believe in?" They're like, "What?" And you're like, "Dude, yeah, I don't know."
I will say, doing a second language is such a like a hack for missionary work.
You just lean on it.
It's like a. Dude, it's like wearing a mask. You're a different person when you're speaking that language than when you're speaking your native language.
I could not hide.
Like, yeah, because all the stuff I said in Spanish, I don't think I would be bold enough to say those things in English.
Also, because you're like, this is the only thing I know how to say. Yeah. But like, for me, it's like, you can see all the facial expressions and everything. Like, you know everything. You know exactly how they're reacting to you. And you're like, you want to be happy? And they're like, I am happy. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I'm like, you get very self-aware in that moment where you're like, I'm a 19-year-old kid from Utah. I have no life experience. I can't be like, no, you're actually not happy. Like, not you. That's like, it's like you have nothing to stand on, and you just become so aware of like how you know nothing. You're not happy. Anything.
You've never had swig.
Yeah, you haven't had like, swig.
Dude, you don't know.
You've had a sugar cookie. Like it's which I don't even understand that analogy. Sugar cookie, it feels like it doesn't even make sense. Like it's all it is. But that's a different experience. And Jimmy, you never had that experience. Went on a mission.
No, I didn't call the mission.
But you're not 26 yet, you still could.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Just do it.
We should make that happen for the bit,
dude. Jimmy, if you go on a mission, think also for the
dude. I would go to your farewell.
No, exactly.
I'd go to your farewell and cry.
I would go then heckle. this guy's just doing it for the clicks. But no, dude. Obviously, they would love to have you. But yeah, just do it for the material.
Yeah.
There's so much that can come out of
just 2 years. You'll be a better comedian when you come back.
Exactly. And then you have got yourself ingratiated in a new market, you know, so you can go back to Omaha like a king, or
we're just trying to get Jimmy more cultured.
That would be Omaha. So funny. It's like the solution for you to get more cultured is to go on a Mormon mission. Like, but I mean, hey, like,
dude, I forgot to tell you this. I went to Dennis McManus had like a
birthday party or something.
No, he had a comedy show that he put, like a talent show for his YSA ward.
Oh yeah.
And he brought me
Dennis McManus is
He goes like semi-regularly, but he invites all these comedians to come to this thing. It's just in the gym. It's like,
I love that.
Yeah. And they asked me to say the opening prayer. Like, they were just like, hey, you want to say the opening prayer?
That's
and
I was awesome.
Like, they're like, what ward are you from? I'm like, I'm not. And they're like, okay. And like, I said it, you know, it killed it. And
nice. Do a lot of dramatic pauses.
Oh yeah.
Some reflexes like, never leave.
Yeah, no, exactly.
No,
but like, I think if I was like, hey, I want to go, they'd be like, oh yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh no, they would jump. Cause also it's like, I guess they're struggling right now with like missionaries coming home early. A lot of missionaries are coming home early.
Yeah.
And so they would love to have like, oh dude, he's found his way back. In the MTC, my companion was a dude who's 26 from Serbia, and he was like, I was a sniper in the military before this, and I was like, hell yeah.
Jeez.
So like, yeah, he was interesting guy. But yeah,
speaking of interesting guys, I want to tell the story that I was talking about earlier.
Oh, but the most interesting guy in the world.
Yeah, dude, this guy, all right, I was already told this part, but born in Belgium to like royalty, nobility. Goes to England to a boarding school, learns English, gets perfect in English, goes to Oxford, studying law, and he's like, I hate law school. I want to be a soldier. Doesn't tell his parents he joins. His parents are like living in Cairo, like as rich aristocrats. He joins the military and gets sent to a war in South Africa and then gets wounded. And that's how his parents find out that he was in the military, that he like got a bullet through his leg. Mm-hmm. And then he like begs his parents' permission to not pursue law school and become a full-time soldier, because he was like, this is the best thing I've ever done.
Wow.
And like in his journal, he was like, I was just charging at the enemy, and all I could think was, I fucking love this. And then so this guy, he like recovers from his injuries. He gets sent to the war in Somalia. While he's in Somalia, World War I breaks, and he's like, fuck. He's like, I'm not where the real action is. Then in one of the battles, he gets his eye shot out. And they're like, we need to like remove your eye. And he's like, no, I'm not going to let you guys remove my eye. And they knew if he refused the surgery, they'd send him back to England. And if he goes back to England, then he accepted the surgery in England because he knew once they removed his eye, he'd get an eye patch and they'd let him go to France where the real action was.
Oh my God.
And then he fought in like 18 major battles, lost his fingers, lost his hand, got shot everywhere, lost his ear.
Oh my God.
Dude, just kept going. World War One ends, though probably the worst war in human history to have been a part of. And his quote was, frankly, I really enjoyed the war.
Oh my God, dude.
Dude, the dude couldn't get enough. But then World War One ends, nothing else is going on. And so he moves to Poland and is just living out in a cabin hunting and like shooting bears and stuff. And he gets like into old age and he's like 60. And then Hitler's like, we're going to invade Poland. And
oh, man.
And then the British military is like, hey, do you want to be like our point man for Poland? And he's like, I'm back in. And then so in his 60s, he's fighting the Nazis. And he gets everyone from the British military who was in Poland to evacuate when the Nazis invade. And then he goes to it. Then he gets deployed to Italy to fight the Italians. As a 65-year-old man at this point, his plane gets shot down. Oh, also, his planes get shot down multiple times in his life.
The fourth
one? Not one. Like, this is like the fourth time he's in a plane that gets shot down.
The fourth one, he's like, oh.
Yeah,
he's and not even fazed by
so
it.
So his plane gets shot down. The Italians capture him when he gets back to shore because it crashed in the Mediterranean. Mm-hmm. And then he gets locked in. He escapes from the POW camp as a 67-year-old three times before they catch him and bring him back every time.
Oh, my God.
And then eventually they realize this guy's pretty important. Like, he's, like, famous in, like, British military lore. Like, mm-hmm. And he's, like, royalty and stuff. And so they're like, hey, we want to, like, leave this war, like, Hitler's gonna be pissed, but like the Italians were done, like mm-hmm. they're and like, can you be our diplomat and meet with the British and like let them know that we're done? And so he was able to meet with the British and like negotiate the end, and that's how the Italians got out of the war.
What?
Yeah, dude. That's and nice. Then like Winston Churchill like named him to be his diplomat for China, and then he went to China and had dinner with Mao Zedong and told Mao, I really fucking hate communists, like to his face. And then like in his 80s, he settled down finally and went to Ireland and died. Like, dude, just the craziest guy.
That's dude, nuts. I feel like in like today's terminology, you're like, yeah, this guy's a sociopath.
Oh yeah.
Like, dude is just charging into battle, but like, this is the best. This is the best. Dude. Everyone's getting trench foot and mustard gas. And he's like, what a time to be alive.
What
a time to be alive.
Like, have you seen, what's the movie? All Quiet on the Western Front.
No.
Dude, it's the only war movie. It came out like last year on Netflix and it's all in German. Mm-hmm. It's all subtitles. But it was like, did you ever read the book?
No.
The book was written to be like, explain how horrific war is. And it was actually one of the first books Hitler banned because he was worried that if people read that, they wouldn't be down to go to war again. Mm-hmm. Well, they made the movie like so horrific. It's the only war movie I've ever seen that gave me like extreme anxiety watching it. Mm-hmm. Like it was like
all the other ones. You're like, hell yeah.
Well, this was almost like a horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
And so watching that movie, World War One, and knowing that there is some sociopath out there who's just like, this is the best. Like,
hell yeah, guys. Blow the whistle. I'll charge into the no man's land. I don't give a fuck. It's also, I think with someone like him, like the term like water off a duck's back or whatever. Is that how it says?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that he is that to a T, where it, like, you realize there's so much shit we worry about and like, are afraid about, but those dudes like him are just like, fuck it. And like he died at 82. Like, all this shit happens, makes it out alive. He just doesn't care. And you're like, is that all we have to do? Just not care that much?
Dude, you lose your eye. You think that would get you out of World War One? And then he was like, give me my eye patch. I'm going to go. Also, like the military, they're like, your eye is like freaking us out. So in order for you to go, like, to, for us to grant you permission to go fight in World War One, you have to use a glass eye. And he was like, fine. And then the second he walked out of the building, he threw his glass eye away. Like,
this guy can't be stopped. Anyways, now he has a beer.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we did the podcast.
That was fun.
Yeah. It was
nice,
a good time.
Nice to have you here, Jimmy.
Yeah. I'm happy to be back. This was fun.
A little more fun. A
little redemption arc.
Yeah.
I feel good about
And by redemption, we just didn't talk that much. And that was the redemption.
Yeah. It was good.
It's all you had to do the first
time.
I
had a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Sweet. Well,
yeah. Follow Jimmy Glasscock on Instagram.
On everywhere you can find social media. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.